Wonderful singing. We welcome you to our morning worship service and pray God's richest blessings upon you. We fully expect that God wants to speak to each and every one of you during this time together in worship. So have your ears open and your eyes open and your heart receptive to whatever message God has for you this morning. If you haven't taken one of our communication cards, they're in the pockets in the chair in front of you. We ask you to take one of those and to fill it out to let us know you were here today. And on the back of that card, it's an opportunity for you to share praises and prayer requests with our staff. We look at those at our staff meetings, and we pray for you for the requests and rejoice in those good things that God is doing for you in your life. Put those on in the offering plate as it passes by. We have a number of announcements, things that are going on in the life of our church family we'd like to acquaint you with. First of all, on the back of your bulletin, as always, we have our service opportunities. We want to make special mention that our Impact group, our college career group, is going to be going to San Francisco tonight to deliver warm clothes for the homeless. They will be gathering at 4 o'clock in our lobby, and if any of you would like to join them, this is your opportunity to go and minister to the less fortunate in the name of Jesus. Bethlehem continues to move along, another work day yesterday, and we'll continue to have them until the entire set is built. Today and next Sunday are times for you to get your costume. And so a lot of you know the drill in terms of coming and signing up for your particular costumes. A lot of you already have your costume picked out. I mean, you have it in your head. It's the one you used last year, etc. For those of you who have not been to Bethlehem or haven't participated in it, and would like to, this is your opportunity to be a part of our marketplace and townspeople and all the other opportunities that are going on. This year we're going to do it differently. We have our new building out here. We're calling the Bethlehem Barn, and this is where you'll get your costumes. So instead of in the choir room as we've done past years, shouldn't have even mentioned the name. Anyway, it's going to be out in the barn. So immediately proceed to the barn after the service today if you're ready to get a costume, okay? And then immediately go from there over to our fellowship hall because we're having our quarterly family gathering, the last one of the year. We will start, as always, with a great meal, and then we'll have our last business meeting of the year where we'll be looking at our officers and deacons for next year and our budgets, both in general fund and missions. All members, we certainly invite you to come, and also anyone else interested in finding out how we believe God is leading us for our next calendar year. Operation Christmas Child finishes today, and as I understand it, we have 107 boxes up here on the platform, and our Korean church that meets here at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in this room just gave us a bunch of other boxes that are back on the information table. So we haven't counted those yet, but we have, again, gone over 100 boxes to minister to children around the world in the name of Jesus Christ. And I think that's all the announcements we have for today. So we have some family business to do. And this is always fun. I'm going to ask Robert and Lexi if you'd come on up, Robert and Lexi Pius. Hold the applause. We're not there quite yet, but we will be. Robert and Lexi are coming into the membership of our church. They have done the four things we've asked everyone to do who would like to be a committed member of our church. Of course, obviously, have accepted Christ as their own personal Lord and Savior. That they've gone through believer's baptism. They have been baptized as an expression of their new faith and love for Christ. They have completed our introduction class, our Back to Basics class, which talks about our ministries of our church. And they have said, yes, we will dedicate ourselves to the covenant that we have as mutual members, one to another, here in our church family. They fulfill all the requirements for our membership. And so we're just thankful to have you both here. And for those of you who are current members of this church at this point, we would ask you to give your affirmation for their membership. All who would like to accept Robert and Lexi into our membership, please say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was pretty good, wasn't it? That was pretty awesome, actually. All right. Well, one last thing we do, and that is to each of our new members, we present them a towel. And the towel says, here to serve, on it. Jesus used the towel and the basin to wash the feet of the disciples on that night he was betrayed. This is the ultimate symbol of service. And he said, "For you, as my followers, you go and do likewise." The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life a ransom for many. And we're called to now give our life in service, first to God and then to each other and to the world. Let this towel be your reminder of that great call and what our church stands for. So Robert and Lexi, we welcome you. Now we applaud. Thank you very much. Ask our ushers to come forward to wait on us for the giving of our tithes and offerings today. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, we are so grateful for the gift of people that you bring into the life of our church family. For those who said, "Yes, count me in. I want to be a committed member here at Santa Clara. I want to minister in your name with this group of people for your purposes and for your glory." We thank you for them as they come in now officially to be a part of our body here and our family. And thank you. We thank you, Father, for every good gift that you give to us, for every good gift that comes into each of our lives and in our church's life comes from your hand. We acknowledge that, and we give you thanks for it, and we also return a small portion of your blessings to us back to you to serve in this place, so that our ministries here might be underwritten and given a solid financial foundation, and that we might also extend ourselves in mission to our valley and around the world. We give with this intent and with this desire, and we give in the name of Christ. Amen.